another day finished. I'm really gonna have to speak my mind next time we have a meeting because I'm doing the work of 3 people, yet to receive the pay of 1. I have to spoil my darling after all. He works far too hard and doesn't really treat himself at all. Women are like that, I suppose. Don't feel worthy. But alas, we will work on it. My honey buns come on leaps and bounds since we got together. How long has it been? Ooh, 7 months? Surely not. It feels like I only ruined his shirt just last week. Ugh, come on. Really? Rain like this? I didn't even think to bring my umbrella. My toes are gonna be soaked in these heels by the time I get home. But my darling lives closer by than my house. I could maybe visit him. Oh, but he doesn't expect me over until the weekend. Mayhaps he's busy working from home. I wouldn't want to get him in trouble. However, if I walk home from here, I'm gonna be soaked through, and my heating is just god-awful. I knew I should have learned how to drive, but the walking means at least I'm doing some exercise. All those endless horror reports of how bad your posture and overall health will be from sitting in a chair for 8 hours. Yet, it's perfectly legal to work that long with no questions asked. Make it make sense. Sorry, sweetie, but needs must. I'm gonna have to annoy you. Oh. And that damn wind. My makeup is gonna be ruined. I'm not even sure I want him to see me like this. He's seen me wake up first thing in the morning. It's hard to imagine something even more sinister. Oh, just up these steps and I'm almost there. Darling, let me in, please. It's your snuggles. I know you're not expecting me, but I just got off of work and it's like a goddamn storm out there. Oh, don't laugh. I know. I look ridiculous. Oh, it's bad. Can't you hear the wind blow against your windows? Ah, your headset's on. Of course it is. Is my honey bun gaming, or are you at work right now? It's always a 50-50 with you. You get so engrossed in your work and burnt out from gaming, or it's vice versa. Did you miss me? I would offer you a hug, but as you can see, I am drenched. May I please request a towel, hotshot? Oh, that is better. My hair retains so much water, it is not even funny. You've seen me after a shower or a bath. I'm standing for 10 minutes with a hairdryer on max, begging for it to finally get dry. Hey, you've been using that smelly stuff I bought you. I can smell it on the towel. Oh, you're welcome. See, it's true what they say. Your quality of life goes up when you've got a girlfriend. Do I need to eat anything? Oh, no. I'm fine. I just got caught in whatever that is out there. And I'm pretty damn cold. The wind blowing as well just added insult to injury. Can you check on your phone to see when it lets up? I don't want to burden you. I know you like your manly alone time. Or else, why aren't we moved in together yet? I'm teasing. You know I want to be nice and steady with you. I love you dearly, but it would be a big change for you, I think. Living in my roost. What? I wouldn't move here. Although, it is right next to my work. Careful, you got me thinking there, tiger. Sorry, As you were saying, oh, the weather doesn't let up at all. Oh, handsome. Would I be allowed to stay the night? You wouldn't send your dummy mommy girlfriend back out into the rain, would you? You still blush so easily. I thought it would go away over time, but I promise you it is not a bad thing. Well, if I'm staying the night and, my shirt is soaked all the way through, and my pants as well, I'm just gonna take them off. I'm too cold and I can feel my teeth threatening to start chattering. Not that you would object to me stripping, would you, big boy? That's what I thought. Not now, no peeping. You can still look me in my eyes, right? I look hot when my makeup is running like this. Oh, mister, what's gotten into you? You missed me already. I saw you only a few days ago. Do I need to start surprise visiting you more often? I could make that happen, you know. I'm willing. I just don't want to interrupt you when you're in the zone. I've seen when you're in it, and it's a little frightening how much brain power you're using. I have to drink 2 monster energies to even get a fraction of that power. Ha ha. Is your heating on, darling? The towels help dry me, but I'm still not quite right. Ugh, I'll be fine in a moment, though. You been doing anything special today? My work was the same old, although the office drama's getting a little spicy now, which I like. I'm convinced that the new hire receptionist is up to no good. There's a 3-way love triangle happening, and oh boy, it's gonna get awkward when it all comes out. Unless it's a polyamorous, Well, it's a whole other issue because they aren't giving off the vibe that they're all acquainted with each other, shall I say. Oh, sweet pea, I can see your eyes drifting. Need I remind you that my eyes are up here? You just can't help yourself. I'll make you a deal. Come to bed and brush my hair for me since I got it all tangled from the towel. And we can get all snuggly together and I play with your hair. A deal's a deal after all. Oh, it's warmer in here than it is out there. Do you still have my brush? Thank you, honey. There's something about your bed that's just so much comfier than mine, and it's enraging me. Oh, I can't fathom what it is. Unless, dare I declare it's my love for you, and always needing you near me. Oh, no, you don't need to plead it or anything, just to get the tangles out. This is putting me to sleep already, you've just started. An after-work nap doesn't sound too bad at all. Is this the part where I complain my feet are sore from the heels as well, or... I'm teasing ya. I can't expect you to pamper me all the time. What's that thing again? We're in the honeymoon phase? Although, I don't really think that's a thing. Or maybe we just didn't go through it because I'm not that kind of person. To paint a fake version of me and pretend I'm an angel and ready to do your whim at the drop of a hat. Like, nah. Snookum, I'm tired, you're tired. Let's take care of each other to the best of our abilities and not overexert ourselves or put mental pressure on each other. Not that hard in theory, you think. I don't know. Maybe I'm silly or naive, but you're genuine, and I value that, and everything about you. They say that, you know, partner quirks, they're the things you roll your eyes at and smile, but then apparently it'll turn into an annoyance in 3 years' time. But I can't think about how yours could get so bothersome. Like, don't get me started on the toilet seat situation. Who cares if he has it up or down? Just move it. It's really not a bother if you clean the toilet regularly, and doesn't it help with splashback or spillage? So, sorry ladies, but I'm with the guys on this one. As long as the toilet's cleaned often, then I really cannot see the issue. I put the toilet seat down after every flush, and you're picking it up, so it would be super hypocritical of me to even complain. Sorry, I got a little too heated for toilet talk. You're doing a great job brushing my hair, so thank you for pampering me like this. How about we just snuggle instead, alright? You get pressed up against me. I need to steal your heat. Oh, darling, I am not asking, so it doesn't matter how much you protest. The blush on your face is giving away your true intentions. Now come rest on my bosom. Ah, so much better. I always feel so at peace when I get to embrace you. Now, I don't mean to be weird, but is something up? You don't quite seem yourself. I didn't upset you with the move-in talk together, did I? Oh, no. Would my cutie pie be okay with opening up about what's wrong? You know I won't judge you. Oh, your nightmares. Again. You were going quite a while without any issues. Why didn't you say anything? You know I can come over here as soon as possible. You're my man. I'm looking after you whether you like it or not. I knew something was off when I looked in your eyes, but you never got a good sleep at all last night. You get cozy, okay? You can stay in my warm embrace. Even though I'm leeching the heat off of you, and go for a little nap. While I ramble. If I talk, it should help your brain not to form anything on its own. That's why I need to get you addicted to listening to speedrun videos or like lore videos of games that you enjoy. The problem is finding a soothing voice. I doubt any of the creators I listen to know I use their stuff as sleep aids. I think they might take it as an insult. Oh, I missed you today. I always miss you. Want me to run my fingers through your hair? I'm getting my nails done on the weekend, so it might not be the world's best scratchies, but it will be similar. Pampering my man makes me feel good. Seeing you do that little corner mouth smile when you're too sleepy to talk, it fills my little heart with joy. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. Still, bumping into you like that, it was fate. I've never made a mistake like that in my life ever before. I was in such a hurry to get going once I bought my hot chips that I knocked your drink all down your shirt. Successfully ruining it, too. Terrible. I don't know what possessed me either, but when we locked eyes and just saw you all flustered and that adorable blushing you do, my heart was fluttering like a maniac. I knew I needed you right there and then. The fact that you were so eager to come home with me as well. Am I really that good with my charisma? Or do you have a soft spot for how I look? I love you. It was such an exciting night. How long ago was that? I think I counted 7 months already. Only 5 months and we'll reach our anniversary. I can't believe it. I'm scared how fast my life will be if I'm living every day with you. However, waking up happy every single day to the man of my dreams, that doesn't sound too bad at all. I just need to help you rest and recover. I know I already said, but you should message me next time you have the nightmares. You said it before, it just helps by having me in bed with you. It keeps the bad thoughts away and, you know me, I can sleep for the whole of America. That or TikTok. It's such a damn rabbit hole, it's not even funny. It keeps me entertained for a ridiculous amount of time. I'll scroll for 1 hour and then when I come out the other end, I can't even recall one thing I saw. You're comfortable? And I'll pat the blankets down around you. You don't need to worry anymore now, honey. You have a little nap and we'll wake up and I'll even make us dinner tonight if you have food. And if not, then I'll order your favorite takeaway. I've got you, and I'll take real good care of you now. There, there. I wish I could help you more, but you're safe, you're loved and cared for. You're warm in bed, wrapped up against your smoking hot girlfriend, and I'll whisper sweet nothings and rambles into your ear. Security feels great when you can confide in a person. I want you to know that deep down, that person can and will always be me. There's no shame in asking for a bit of help. Comfort and peace of mind go a long way. Take one big inhale, and as you exhale, let all those worries and burdens go. Oh, that's better. You're less tense. My baby gets so rigid throughout the day. Nothing will hurt you as long as I'm right here. If you find those thoughts coming back, we just ground you again. You're in your room, snuggled up to your girlfriend. The rain is pitter-pattering outside the window, and everything will be a-okay in the end. I should bring over my blanket that I sleep with. It would work like a little protection. It smells like me, so it would be as if I was wrapped around you right next to you. You could rest through the night without having to fret or worry. I've got you, for now and ever. You're my responsibility, and all I want to do is take care and look after you. And I'll keep repeating it too until it gets drilled in there. I know you struggle to think you aren't worthy, or there might be something wrong. I know you're inexperienced and doubt can cloud your mind, but am I here in bed with you, or am I back at home having a soak in the bath? I'm beside my man, where I want to be for the rest of my life. I think you're starting to deeper and deeper into sleep, aren't you? That's okay. Let my voice keep you nice and calm. I know you don't believe in the things I do, but mayhaps a dream catcher wouldn't go amiss. Their sole purpose is to give its owner good dreams. So you would have to purchase it for yourself, or it might not work if I gift you it. Tomorrow we could pick one out. There's no harm in trying. I will even gift you the money so it's my treat, but you still have to pick it. I believe in them, so I shan't be breaking the rules, or it won't work at all. I wonder what your first dream would be. Maybe it's like this. A still and silent room. The weather outside horrible, but inside just two souls together in complete bliss. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Shh. It's all going to be okay. Just listen to the rain and enjoy the sensation of my nails going through your hair.